I was asked the following question of, is it a legitimate practice for a Kohen to walk out of Shul so that, let's say on a Monday or Thursday, if two people want an Aliyah, let's say they're both Chiyuvim, they're both have a yahrzeit site for a parent, or one person has a yahrzeit site for a parent, and another one is naming a baby, and they're both Yisraelim. So if there's a Kohen there, then the two Yisraelim can't get an Aliyah. So is it the right thing to do? Is it appropriate to ask the Kohen to walk out of Shul so that the two individuals who are Chiyuvim can get Aliyah? So the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph tells us that Elu Devarim Amru Mipnei Darchei Shalom. So these are the things that were said because of Darchei Shalom, because of the ways of peace. And Kohen Kore Rishon Vachra Levi Vachra Yisrael Mipnei Darchei Shalom. The Kohen gets the first Aliyah, and then Levi gets the second Aliyah, and Yisrael gets the third Aliyah because of Darchei Shalom. And the Gemara there says, but wait a second, there's a pasuk that teaches you that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah. V'ki Dashto, you sanctify the Kohen, L'chol Davar Shebikdusha, for any matter of sanctity, liftoch rishon, v'levarech rishon, v'litoch chelek yafa rishon, that he can lead the benching, or he can bless first, he can get the first portion, gets the first aliyah. So is it v'ki dashto? Is it based on a pasuk, or is it based on Darchei Shalom? So the Gemara says that when it comes to perhaps certain rights, the Kohen can waive those rights. Let's say when it comes to a meal, if he's the one who should be, the Kohen should be leading the benching. If he wants, he can waive that right and give it to his rabbi or someone who's greater than him. However, when it comes to a base Knesset, it comes to the shul, when it comes to an aliyah, lo, you can't do that to Asulin Tzuyeh because it will lead to fighting. What? How will it lead to fighting? Because if we say that the Kohen can waive his rights to get the first aliyah to someone who's greater than him, so Rashi points out that everyone's going to say, oh, I'm greater. This one say I'm greater. This one say I'm greater. So that's going to cause fighting. So therefore, Cohen is not allowed to waive his rights to the first Aliyah. Now, the Gemara concludes that Rav Masna says that this only applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where there are a lot of Jews. So there's a lot of possibility that there might be fighting. However, the Sheni VaChamishi on Monday and Thursday, we're not concerned about that. Now, Tosus points out that, yeah, it's Monday and Thursday in their days when there weren't a lot of people. But in our days, where there's a lot of people on Mondays and Thursdays going to Minyan, so then the halacha remains that the Kohen cannot waive his rights to getting the first Aliyah. And you're fulfilling the mitzvah of V'ki Dashto when you give him the first Aliyah. And the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Seif Gimel says the Kohen reads first, and then the Levi, then the Yisrael, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkoton Tes, it's based on the pasuk of V'ki Dashto, and the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Kohen and Levi cannot waive their rights because if they are allowed to waive their rights, then it could lead to machlokas. Everyone's going to say, I'm greater than the Kohen, I want to read first. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov or Monday and Thursday or other days that you read. Kohen is never allowed to waive his rights. Now, that being said, so essentially he follows Tosus's position there, that Monday and Thursday we treat like any other day. The truth is, the Piskei Tshuvos here cites a lot of Achronim who say there's room to be lenient. He does cite a whole bunch of Achronim who say that the practice of Kohanim leaving, walking out, so that, let's say, you can sell aliyos, so people can, if they want to buy aliyos, so in order to buy an aliyah, maybe you need to ask the Kohen to leave. So some Achronim call that, the Shiva Sion is Tshuvos, calls it a minog hedyotos. It's a foolish custom. It's not the correct custom. However, he cites a whole host of poskim that say that in certain times, he cites the Maharsham, he cites the Yabia Omer, the Mishnah Halachos, Chasam Sofer. He cites a whole host of tshuvos that seem to indicate that in unique situations, then you can be lenient and you can ask the Kohanim to leave the shul, and then there's no kohen, and all you're left with, then if there are no kohen, then you can call up the two Yisraelim, one Yisrael bimkom kohen instead of kohen, and other Yisraelim as well, and the other Yisrael can get the next aliyah. And some say this only is good on Monday and Thursday, but not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And there's even some poskim even take the position that maybe you can be lenient, and if the kohen doesn't want to leave, you can say birshus hakohen, that the kohen actively gives rishus. So there is just potential justification, number one, for the kohen to leave the shul, so that two chiyuvim can get their aliyos. And even there are fewer poskim who say that even if a kohen wants to stay, he can simply say birshus kohen, he's waiving his rights. And it's not to say he's giving up his rights because he is unfit, that he's a cholol, that he can give up his rights. I've seen that in a number of shuls, that sometimes the kohen will walk out. But there are maybe, I've heard of a few shuls that will even have the kohen wants to stay in, it's also okay. Rabbi Willig, the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah is, though, that we don't do that. The kohen gets first lead the Levi and the Yisrael. Rabbi Willig happens not to be a big fan of this practice, because he told me that once you say that someone can say that they, you know, that they want to get an aliyah, they can convince, let's say, someone's in-laws yard site where there's no chiyuv, or someone's distant relative yard site, or they want an aliyah, so then they can pressure the kohen to leave when it's inappropriate for him to leave. So if at all possible, it's better to try to avoid this situation. But some poskim are lenient under some circumstances for the kohen to walk out, or potentially there are even some who allow the kohen to remain in and say birshus hakohen, but that is, you know, fewer poskim allow that position.